3.
Thank you.
Button. Release Robert Button, Mr. President. There's no doubt in my mind that if Chu had proclaimed the victory at the end of October, that it would, we could have made it work. We now have the issue that the Vietnamese ambassador was in this morning. I gave him untrue account. I said I don't think the president could ever dissipate the goodwill that he has in our president. I said, but he's proving that I was wrong if he keeps it up. I said, here, look what this president is going through, and what do we get out of Saigon? Why is he going through it? We could have settled, we could have gone up to Hanoi in October. If the president had been out for himself, he's doing this entirely for you. There's nothing in this for us. As you can see in the daily newspaper. But he says that Chu has himself so dug in now that even with the two changes we are still holding out for, it may be next to impossible for him to accept it. The danger we're running now is that even the approved agreement may overthrow Chu. So we are not facing now a problem where we keep the government in power. But we are, as a result of an agreement we made, the North Vietnamese achieved the objective they sought, namely the overthrow of the GVN. That's the problem that we have here.
The overthrow of Chu may not be the overthrow of the GVN. We have assumed what we have done there. I think I agree that it's certainly a possibility. But, so in the other way, we've got to think of the overthrow of Chu and GVN and all that sort of thing. We've also got to think of how much, really, we can take ourselves in this country, the continued military strikes in the north. I mean, you know what I mean? We've had a good test run in the country. We've had a good test run. See, what happened in May, the situation, as I pointed out, is so different now. We don't have an invasion anymore at Point 2. Sure, they're still there. We have now, like, what do we have? We have, well, they wouldn't go through with an agreement, and they won't return our prisoners, so we're going to bomb them.
The DMZ is in our power to yield. On the signing procedure, future, it isn't in our power to yield.
We
need their signature.
What?
We need their signature. We need the signature of Saigon.
I'm inclined to say that from the DNC, what I mean to do it with you. That may be the view we're going to have to take.
I have never liked it.
The reason I don't like it is that it's perhaps different from the reason you want to use it. I had once thought rather than how the cleanest way we had relations were to bomb investors and to give us back our prisoners. My real concern is deep down with Berlin. And what I mean is not the same way we bomb them long enough. Carry that out. Then you send me
machines have worked it out, I could be comfortably back on the 25th. And I think you are insane. If by that time they would have stopped bombing, Haig would have been in Saigon, and I'd be on a trip. And by that time, even Nitwitz would know that peace has come.
Yeah. residual force, it is possibly viable. Now, incidentally, we should have no discussion of options with the state government. I think it's nothing.
Might be enough to do it, because they would lose the war in the South, certainly.
Well, it occurred to me that after the Dutch were thinking this last night, after the dam had begun in the north, that mining is still one hell of a thing by itself.
Well, that's the mining, that's the fact that the GVN could start some offensive operations then.
Well, their air power is not insignificant.
And then what would? And we wouldn't have the tables they got to do anyway. They could have occasional raid north of the 20th.
Seen what a hell of a thing you have to do to go through, and if you bring it off, it'll be a spectacular. Otherwise, Jacob proceed. I'll say that. I'll say that.